well as Alice Cooper sang, "School's out for summer," or at least it will be soon for most kids.
Yeah, but the big question is, what happened over the last 2.5 months, and did our kids really learn online during the COVID-19 pandemic?
And this is Chick to Chick.
So, Carrie, the big date here was Friday, March 13th. That's when the governor pretty much closed schools across the state because of COVID-19. Initially, it was 2 weeks, then it was extended, and then it was closed through the end of the school year. School districts had to scramble at the last minute to come up with an online curriculum to keep kids learning while they were home. Now, we have to point out that the governor and the Secretary of Education, they both have said the goal is to get kids across the state back in the classroom this fall.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of cases where you've got small schools, you've got big schools, and they're all kind of scrambling and shucking and jiving to figure out how does this really work? And I think most of them did the best job that they possibly could. Still, obviously, we've heard from a lot of parents that a lot of the burden of education fell upon them while they were still scrambling to figure out their workplace. So it just created a lot of uncertainties with how education is working during a time of a pandemic.
Yeah, and that raises the question a lot of parents are asking, did my kids really learn anything online over the last 2.5 months? As you pointed out, they're not just being a parent, they're being a teacher, they're policing their education, and every school district handled this in a different way. And ultimately, did our kids learn anything over the last 2.5 months?
Yeah, parents had a very big responsibility this time around with a lot of things concerning their kids. And that transition has not always been easy. Well, joining us today to shed a little light on the situation of the chaos with education that is not in a traditional school is Sharon Dixon. She is a mother of three, but she has two that are in middle school and the other in high school. So Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today. We're happy to hear your voice on all of this, as many parents will be.
Oh, thanks, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
So let's just start right off. What's your experience been, Mom, having the kids at home and working from home? What's it been like?
So I'm not going to lie, it stinks. It's really hard. Obviously, my husband and I are both working from home and having only one home office and having a place for all the kids, and my oldest, you know, is at Penn State. So she still had classes to finish as well. So we had kids, people everywhere, wall-to-wall people trying to find a space to work. And that was hard enough when there's five of us trying to find a place for quiet or to work or to watch videos of the schooling that they're doing or not doing. If much of the case is I'll go down the basement and I find them playing video games instead of what they were supposed to be doing in the beginning, that was a lot more difficult. Even though I had these great plans of a schedule, I had Jack's schedule, Will's schedule, math from 9 to 10, science, whatever that is, from 11 to 12. Yeah, that didn't work. That lasted, I think, 3 days. So if that. So I tried, but yeah, that was a no-go. I know there's a lot of us moms that were trying to do the same thing, and we were all laughing about it afterwards. Like, that was a nice try. So there was a lot of me trying to structure their as I could, but also trying to work and my husband working. So it's very difficult.
Kids have been out of the classroom for the last 2.5 months. And I'm wondering, do you feel as a parent that your kids truly learned what they needed to learn over the last 2.5 months in this online learning format?
So my high schooler, I think it was okay. It started off very rough. You know, we had that, was a 2-3 weeks where, you know, it was kind of like a break. So it was like a mini vacation there in the middle of everything. And then when they went, quote unquote, live, that first week or two weeks, I would say, was not very good. But I would say the last month, it has been a lot better. There's the teachers really, they really put in a lot more effort, I've noticed. So it's not just, hey, go watch this video. There are, I know as Jack's math teacher, she's done an amazing job. I was really impressed with what, how she's handling math. Because, you know, math is one class that they'll have, that they will go backwards if it's not constantly being used. So that's a big concern with mine, with my middle schooler. He's an average student, good student, but he needs that extra work. He always needs to be on top of it. So I was really worried about that. Well, I can't be any more happy with how his math teacher's handling it. She does all these videos with problems on the whiteboard. She's doing a really good job trying to make sure they understand. And then she has quote unquote office hours where they can jump in. She's doing a great job. I wouldn't say all the teachers are doing a great job, but I think, you know, some are more tech savvy and those that are have done a getting up job. And of course, there's always technical issues, right? I mean, on our end, even in, you know, we have a whole office set up anyway, because I work from home. But we even had some technical issues.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you, you're very lucky that you and your husband are home. Obviously, you have a lot of things already set up and in place so that it was more of a streamline of getting the kids back online and being online. But what do you think about the families that are really struggling with that? Just, you know, you have a lot of great points. And so I'm just sort of picking your brain on that. What do you think about that? The families that are going to struggle that way.
So, yeah, and I have, because of, like I said, my younger son's couple of his friends were not set up at all. And it took, the school district did come through, but it was a good month later by the time that they did come through. But there's not enough laptops. There's not enough IT support whatsoever. Phone calls don't get answered because they're too busy on the phone with so many other kids as well, trying to get them set up. And that's what I was saying in the very beginning there, that unless we have a robust IT department that is a part of the school district, not just a service, shall we say, then we're not going to be successful. You have to have your own IT people that understand how our system is set up in each school district, because everyone works a little different. But if we don't have a huge group, especially with large school districts, we can't be successful. There's just no way.
Sharon, moving forward, the governor has said the goal is to get these kids back in the classroom in the fall. That's the intent. Of course, things are fluid. Things constantly change. We don't know what's happening with COVID. If, in fact, schools have to remain in this online curriculum, from a parent's perspective, what can change? What can they do differently to help you as a parent and to help your kids learn online?
So it's extremely difficult to motivate your kid at home to do this, right? So we need, I would like to see more structure. Like I said, I don't think everything should just be due at Sunday at midnight. I think there should be more of a classroom so that they are required to sit in on maybe it's, you know, just math twice a week for a certain period of time, that they're required some type of class period. And now that will get tricky because, you know, Zoom, it's really hard to have 30 people on a Zoom and school districts, our classrooms are huge. So I think another way to combat that is to use our subs out there. We've got tons of subs that are available to help out these teachers to do these Zoom lessons for them. So maybe they break it out. Maybe we extend the classroom. Doesn't have to be in the 9 to 3 or 9 to 4 timeframe. Maybe we have some evening classes. So difficult coursework, maybe they do that. Or for the high school AP classes, why don't we try to push those folks off into Hack or Penn State Harrisburg or any of those type of schools that are out here to help get them the instruction that they require too? And then we can't also forget, and I think of, you know, the whole group, that what about the kids that need the special needs folks? You know, how are we handling those folks when they're at home? I think there needs to be some kind of interaction with them so that they don't regress either. So the special ed classes need to continue in some form or another. Maybe they are able to do a little bit more hands-on. You know, maybe there's some kind of specialty for that, for certain classes that need that extra help. And then finally, we still need to have some kind of social interaction with the kid. I mean, kids are social creatures. Look at these elementary kids. I mean, my youngest, without school, he would have drove me crazy. He needs to be with his people, you know? It's all about people with him. And so I know he's having a rougher time not being with his peeps all the time. So.
Well, Sharon, these are all great points. And it's wonderful to get a parent's perspective who's gone through this. And so thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks, Sharon.
I'm happy to do so. It was fun. Thank you, Chickies.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Now, Sharon brought up some really good points. I like that she was very, you know, straight to the point about the things that didn't work. But I thought her suggestions were really good.
I did, too. And, you know, let's be honest here and let's be fair to the school districts. They had to scramble and come up with something at the last minute. And I think this is a big learning experience for everyone. Some things work, some things didn't work, but it's nice to get feedback from parents to see what worked for them, what didn't work for them. And in case they have to resume that type of learning in the fall, any changes that school districts can make to help with the situation.
Exactly. And listen, we really appreciate you all weighing in on our conversations, and we look forward to hearing from you and what you want us to chirp about. So you can find us all over social media, but better yet, you can check us out on chicktochick.com. Go up to the contact and scroll down and fill out your name and what you want to hear from us.
We'd love to hear from you, and we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.